What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's. Because it's Friday. We'll be here every Friday until football season begins. Because baseball's back. Catch all the action at Chickie's and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. Boy, I wish we had a Tornado Shapiro weekend forecast about 3 hours ago. But we have one now. Joining us now, the world's most famous and accurate meteorologist. You hear him laughing. That's one Tornado Shapiro.
There you're coming along. What a week for weather. This is what we live for. Tornadoes and downpours. And who can tell you about it better than Tornado Shapiro? Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
11 reported twisters tearing through 4 different states, homes shredded, ropes ripped right off. Worse yet, drivers pulling off the road at the Deptford Mall. The midday show tents flooded at the regatta. Hugh Douglas abandons his co-workers to save himself and runs for his life. This is why we lift all those weights and read all those barometers. What a week to quit drinking! You know, when they said tornado watched, I thought TMZ finally got a hold of my Ring doorbell camera footage. I've rained down on a few people in my day, but mostly that was by request. Come on.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Just
nope.
A little bit of meteorology textbook talk. You know, tornadoes come when unstable, warm, moist air rises rapidly and gains wind speeds with a pre-existing vortex. Personally, I have a perpetual pre-existing vortex in my bedroom, but that's just how I roll. We're seeing baseball-sized hail in St. Louis. Sunday look for baseballs the size of watermelons. And by great condition, coincidence, pardon, we couldn't have a better setup for my speech later tonight. You know, I'm honored to be the commencement speaker at the Croydon Institute of Uber Driving and Meteorology. That's one of the big ones.
That's a big deal.
Everybody knows the cheer. Join in if you want. We are C-I-O-U-D and M. We are C-I-O-U-D.
And
you know,
M.
You, few years back, I did give the commencement for Temple Law, Mitten Hall, North Broad Street. It was me, Ike, Ed Rendell, Michael Barkan, John Street, and Milton Street. Milton introduced us to his female friend, tall Cheryl. Cheryl was all of 6'5", and let me tell you, I strapped on my hiking boots. Believe me, tall Cheryl was worth the climb.
Hello.
We got to hanging out. Next thing you know, Barkan's got me selling raisins, incense, and bootleg VHS tapes at Broad and Oxford.
Sound just like him.
Tall Cheryl. Cheryl could move some raisins. She was a hell of a salesman. I still get letters from the Wayan brothers demanding their royalties. More money, more money, more money. Hey, tonight look to be clear but sticky, low 65 degrees.
Yep.
And the Buccos are in town. You know, I miss the Pirates. Seems like we never see them anymore. Last time I saw the Bucks was at the Vet back in 1990. Doug Drabeck almost no-hit the Phillies. The final out came down to Lil Sil Campusano. And he smacked the base hit to foil the no-no. We all took to Campusano out to celebrate. Myself, Ike, of course, Dickie Thon. We call him Lil Dickie. Dennis Cook. The Dude and Charlie Hayes. We were out at the Copacabana. Nails tried to make it with a Pittsburgh weather gal by the name of Mean Jane Green. Jane was tough, almost impenetrable. She wore steel curtain underwear for protection.
Okay.
Thankfully, you couldn't say that for her three friends who are anxious to party with the hero of the night, Lil Sil. It was a clear night, but with about 9 tequilas in, the girls had limited visibility and unlimited flexibility. One thing led to another. We got to witness the return of the Swallows to Campusano.
Okay, all right. Yep, that is the limit.
Yep.
Saturday morning, pop-up storms, but it should be clear later on for the 9th Street Italian Market Festival. The grease pole climbing will be extra slick. You know, I emceed that event once a few years back. I met a sweet yet aggressive older Italian woman, Mamma Mia, Sofia Lucia. She had the biggest, fullest, tastiest manicottis you will see this side of 9th Street. Then she offered to grease my pole. I had to beat her cousin Dominic at bocce ball to get out of marrying her. I do miss those big manicottis. Come on.
All right. No more manicottis. Yes, just finish up the weather. I'm begging you.
Sunday, partly cloudy. High of only 72. 2% chance of precip. But I'd still get a 50-50 shot of rain. Wear a raincoat and be safe. You're not getting this level of accuracy anywhere else, like they said in the intro. The world's most accurate forecast. I'm all world, friend. Wise up and play me off with some music. Come on.
All right. There he is.
My goodness.
Tornado Shapiro with an all-timer, I believe.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Didn't know if it ever end.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That was a tough one.
Ike and Dickie Thon.
Yep. Yep. Little Dickie Thon.
Little Dickie Thon.
Mean Jane Green.
Mean Jane Green was a good one.
Still curtain underwear.
Yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Should Spike Eskin pay Elliot Shore-Parks $5,000 to get him to stop tweeting about Ace Bailey? 67.2% say yes.
There you go.
So I'm not doing the $5,000 myself, but I am considering a GoFundMe, to which I will contribute $500 to, just to see if we can get to the $5,000.
Oh, wow.
And I do think if you do start it, like, what number would we need to get him to just stop tweeting in general?
Oh. Well,
he can't live without tweeting.
He can't.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he can't. But I think to be honest with you, if we presented him with $3,000 cash, he would take it to stop tweeting about Ace Bailey.
Easily.
It wouldn't take
$5,000.
I think
it would take
$1,000. Yes.
We'll negotiate.
And what a win that would be for us.
For everyone involved, frankly.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. What is success for the Eagles this season? Get your calls right after success when you talk about appliances.
That's right. The only there's no down seasons. There's no we don't ever give them a pass because you want to know why? They're great all the time in National Appliance Warehouse.
No, are you kidding me? National Appliance Warehouse? You want a when you walk in there, somebody in their customer service team to teach you which, you know, appliance is the right one for you, they got it.
Yep.
You want it delivered to you on time without any hassle, you got it.
Yep.
You want them to install it for you, you got it. Whatever brand you can think of, they've got it.
I think when you think of, we always talk about, like, what's the total package. We talk about five tool players.
Yep.
in other sports. National Appliance Warehouse is a five-tool appliance warehouse. They
yep.
got all the appliances you could possibly need, over 100 brands from sub-zero to budget. They're going to get the best price for you. That happens by being in Delaware with also great savings events. And, of course, Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. It finds a lower price elsewhere. And, of course, on top of that, like Spike mentioned, you know, they talk about culture with our sports teams. Well, culture matters where you buy appliances as well. Mark Stomatkin has truly built a great, great team down at National Appliance Warehouse. Knowledgeable, smart, treats you like family. That's the difference. And again, like Spike mentioned, installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. Contractors out there, you know where to take your clients to. Get to National Appliance Warehouse today. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
215-592-9494. Anthony in Egg Harbor Township. You're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
What up, Ant?
I swear.
Nope.
Hello?
Anthony? Gonna put Anthony on hold. Mm-hmm. Maybe go to Lamar in Philly. Lamar, you're on WIP.
How you guys doing?
What's up, Lamar?
I tell you what, Spike. Hey, I
Buzz! Yep. You run this phone through a freaking robot? I mean, what was that?
Yeah.
Poor Buzz.
All right, Buzz, we good back there?
That's not Buzz's fault.
It's not, but it's always Buzz's fault.
Why don't we do this real quick before we get to the phones? We're talking about Ace Bailey, and we'll have Jerry Recco coming up at 4 to talk about Ace Bailey. Jerry Recco is the play-by-play guy for Rutgers, also part of the morning show, Boomer and Geo, over at WFAN. Ace. So one of the criticisms of Ace Bailey is that he takes a lot of tough shots. Mm-hmm. He actually doesn't make enough of them, but it takes a lot of tough shots. He was asked about whether his shot diet might change. Here's what he had to say.
Where does that confidence come from?
Workouts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I work out, I work the shots a lot. I mean, the shots I work on and the workouts are the shots I do in the game. So it might be a bad shot to you, you don't work on it. I work on it, so that's how I look at it.
How'd you develop that routine?
I mean, workout consistently. I mean, same thing, 2 people guarding me in the workout, 3 people guarding me in the workout, creating space to get my shot off.
How'd you become a great shooter, and how long has that been, you know, maybe your biggest strength?
I became a good shooter. Coach Hud, shout out to Coach Hud. I mean, working with him in high school, my form and technique and all that. So he played a part in it, and then just put up a lot of reps with it.
The reason he takes the bad shots is because he tries them a lot, he says. Yeah. I would say this.
He said those are bad shots to you all, but yeah. I work on them.
Yes.
Not bad shots to me. Sounds like Kobe.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, people brought up
Jason. Uh-oh. Well, I might be in.
It does. The one guy who I don't think he's going to be Jason Tatum, but I didn't think Jason Tatum was going to be Jason Tatum.
Sure.
And you could say that about Jason Tatum in college for sure. I'll say this. We'll make my official.
Well, if he's Jason Tatum, I'll take that.
I would take that. Yeah. I don't think he's Jason Tatum. But again, I didn't think Jason Tatum was Jason Tatum. This is not, you know, an exact science.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready to say who I am in on at three, but I will make this proclamation. I am out on Ace Bailey. I am 100% out on Ace Bailey. I am. Here's the problem. Ace Bailey does not have any elite skills whatsoever. He was a great high school prospect. He is a skilled basketball player. But if I'm taking somebody at three, I want to be able to say, this guy does this thing at an elite level, and he doesn't. His size is also not elite. There is a very big difference between being 6'9", 6'10", and 6'7", 6'7", and a half. It's just a different thing. As far as an athlete, he is a good athlete. But he is not an outrageous athlete. My thing, if his best skill is supposed to be scoring and getting shots off, and he is continually against college players having trouble getting shots off. Again, if you watch his highlights, there are a lot of tough shots he makes. Mm-hmm. But when you watch games, there are so many times where he dribbles into very difficult shots because he can't beat his guy or he can't figure out a way to get a great shot. He's got a loose handle. He's not a great passer at this point. I would actually say he's probably a bad passer. I just like maybe something happens, you know, maybe he develops or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this guy, if he develops, this is 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. I read one.
No, we don't have time for 5 years.
Yeah, I just like he put it this way. Even
by then, we didn't give you another match. We didn't give you a match deal and everything.
Well, here's the thing. Let's take Joel Embiid out of it and take Paul George out of it for a second.
Yeah,
he's not even ready to play with Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain at this point. I don't think so. I think if he goes to a team that is bad, mm-hmm. he could play a lot of minutes and probably score some points.
Yeah.
But on a good team, if we're thinking about – now, this is what is so tough about the decision the Sixers have to make right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if we're thinking about the future, whoever they're taking in this draft, like, I don't know, which is why some of the trade back thing is there. But, like – if you talk about Trey Johnson is an elite shooter right now. If you tell Trey Johnson to go there, run around screens, and get shots off for 16 or 20 minutes, he's going to be able to do it. Okay. You talk about VJ Edgecombe. He is a smart guy with a high motor and great athleticism, and just he smells like an NBA player, you know, a guy that's going to figure it out quickly.
All right.
Ace Bailey, I just don't know what it is. And he's going to be – he's a very polarizing prospect.
Yeah.
But – I'm not in on him.
Now, I haven't locked in on anybody completely yet.
Yep.
Now, you're not allowing Elliot to cloud your...
No. This has become... We were talking about when they got the third pick. This might be a difficult one to talk about because there's so many guys that could be there.
Yep.
The reason
which also makes it a good pick to have to talk about because it gives you more players.
So many different guys we can talk about. But what the not Elliott specifically, the conversation at three was always going to be about Ace Bailey because he's a polarizing player, and it has become about Ace Bailey at this point. So
as most mocks have him as the third guy.
The third guy, right. I just like... So I'm not letting Elliot cloud me. It's just the conversation has gotten very strong about Ace Bailey.
Him, yeah.
So I feel like I have to at least say, without knowing who I want, at least say I would rather have those two guys over. I would take VJ Edgecombe over Ace Bailey.
I would take
Trey Johnson over Ace Bailey at this point.
I like Trey Johnson too. I do.
Yeah.
I haven't watched enough of Edgecombe yet, but I'm gonna get into some of his highlights as well. The one thing I will say that I was intrigued by with Bailey. prior to now, you guys are saying he's 6'7.5".
Yep.
When I thought he was 6'10", I like the idea of having the big wing.
Yep.
Stretch four slash shooting forward, 3D type of player, can get his own shot. I'm not saying I'm out on him. I'm just saying there's not enough out there right now that says I'm in love with him, that I'm absolutely taking Ace Bailey.
Like, if he was 6'10", he would be able to get shots off whenever right. he wanted. You know, and
people talk about KD. People, you realize KD, I think, may have measured at 6'10", 10.5", almost 6'11", to the point he didn't want to be considered that tall.
Right.
He
yes.
wanted to be viewed a little bit shorter.
Yes.
So he makes, I mean, Kevin Durant may be a legitimate 6'10", 6'10.5" guy.
When you're talking about the difference between that, you're talking about the difference between a guy of the size of like of a Paul George and mm-hmm. Kevin Durant. Those are that is a significant difference in size in yeah. the NBA.
Yeah,
it's just significant. And I understand when Elliot talks about Kevin Durant, I understand what he's saying, because if you just go and look
physical,
at how skinny
physical,
he is,
yeah, from a physical view,
and when you're not watching him playing against NBA players. He looks very, very big.
Right.
But he's not.
Well, and if you just watch the highlights of Ace Bailey, you see it.
Well, how much yes. is
but
it?
it's just yes. the highlights.
Let me ask you this, and maybe this might be better
for Jerry.
For Jerry, he's coming yep. on. But how much of the coaching at Rutgers, in other words, was he were he and Harper in a system where they could sort of develop some of these other traits, or were they just told, listen, they came there, we know these NIL deals, they got big money, and it's more or less like, hey, we're going to roll the ball out to you two guys, and you do whatever you got to do to try to get us wins. I'm just wondering, because you can go to Duke and you're playing in a system,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Like you got other good players around you, it helps you better. I wonder if going to Rutgers had these guys develop bad habits being at Rutgers.
Yeah, so
especially from a shot selection standpoint.
So I forget which one it was. It really wasn't the NIL money on
okay.
one of them. It was, I think it was his grandmother that told him he was deciding between two schools, and she
Rutgers.
Was like, "Nah, you're going to Rutgers." Yeah,
she must be a North Jersey.
Yeah,
resident.
I don't know. I can't speak to the.
I would have sent my kids to Rutgers
I'm
too
sure. yeah.
for a scholarship. I would have.
You kidding me?
I didn't get one though.
I can't speak to the coaching.
Yeah.
Jerry can, you know. Mm-hmm. Now Jerry.
He's
not going to crush
yes.
the coach.
No,
yes, I understand that.
But also, you know, Elliot was saying, well, the reason he didn't score 24 is because Dylan Harper was there. And here is the thing. If he was an elite scorer, the job of Dylan Harper would be
get the ball
to mm-hmm. to, you know, to Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
And I just like, I don't know. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying
We're
it.
We're trading down for Knipple anyway.
They're going to trade down.
For Knipple?
Well, give me.
I do like the nip.
They are going to trade down. They are doing their world tour. Nick Nurse and Daryl Morey doing their world. We love picking at three tour.
Yeah.
It is no accident that they are publicly telling everyone that they love picking at three.
Yeah. Listening to Daryl Morey, I forget who asked him. He was on something.
John Clark. He was on
the podcast. Oh, it was John Clark. That's
yep.
what it was.
The takeoff.
Yeah, when he said. Yeah, Ace is one of the guys that we're about. That didn't sound like we love Ace Bailey to me.
Yeah. Well, by the way, when he was on the podcast, you want to hear what it sounds like? It's like, hey, if you get number one, he's like, oh, we're taking Cooper Flagg.
Right.
He goes, we're not going to hide it. We're taking Cooper Flagg. That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
When you love.
Yeah, if he was in love with that pick, he'd be like, yeah.
Well, and also he doesn't know that Ace Bailey's going to.
I mean, that player, I guess.
And he doesn't know for sure that Ace Bailey's going to be there.
No, that's true, yeah.
It is possible somebody trades up, or even San Antonio takes Ace Bailey. So
well, my guy says he's a big-time Spurs fan.
Yeah.
They're loaded with guards on
they
that
are.
Spurs
well, they
team. They
are. Well, they just traded for, what's his name?
De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox, yeah.
So would they take Harper? Why would they take Harper?
Right, yeah.
They may take Bailey.
They may take Bailey. And then Harper falls into the
Would
the
you signal. Like Harper better?
I would be more in on – now, Harper's, you know, they have two – the Sixers debatably
That's
have two
saying.
Lead
we
guards.
Got the guards on.
But Harper's – now, Harper's 6'6.5".
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a different
and
thing.
And he's crafty.
He is crafty.
I like him.
Like a crafty player?
Yeah, because that's an NBA player. Not,
yeah.
I don't need the explosive athlete. Like, that's where Edgecombe worries me. Listen, I'm just talking hoop. Talking a little hoop.
No.
He wants you a Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, I like a Brunson.
Okay. Edgecombe's a baller, though.
I know. He's
not just an athlete.
I know. There's just something. I don't know if he's got a bag. That's my issue with edge guard.
Bag. You need that bag.
You need to have something to
give me the bag.
You need a little wiggle to get to the rim. I love when NBA players do that. They start with this thing. Yeah. I love when they do that.
215-592-9494. What a success for the 2025 Eagles. Joining us next is Jerry Recco. Jerry watched more Rutgers than anybody else. God bless him.
Yeah.
And he is also part of the morning show at WFAN with Boomer and Geo. Jerry joins us next to talk about Ace Bailey. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.